Tell me why. It's time for the Dane Buy Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local. I heard the stories of
your guy. All right, welcome back in, everybody, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday. Really glad to be joined by you. Talk about Dane Buy Local, talk about local businesses and local events. And we have a historical one to start ourselves with here, one that's been around quite some time and is really unique and is one of the special things that makes Dane County just a special place. As we bring in Barry Livingston of the National Mustard Museum over in Middleton. Barry, good morning to you. Thanks for being on the program today and talking to us about mustard, the importance of the condiment, and also the Mustard Museum right over there in Middleton.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. And yes, National Mustard Day is a week from today, Saturday, August 7th, here at the Mustard Museum, and it'll be outside. We've got games for kids. We've got live music. We've got the Dog Bones, which is kind of an offshoot of the Red Hot Horn Dogs. They're wonderful. The Blue Accordion. We've also got something called Kids Are People Too. It's an interactive rock and roll show for kids of all ages. It's a lot of fun, three times during the day. We've also got, I don't know if it's the world premiere, but we have a viewing of a movie called Son of the Seed. And it's locally produced. Randy Slagle is the producer. And it won an award for best sci-fi short at the Niagara Falls Film Festival, and it's all about mustard. So, you know, it's a hoot. So that will be showing in the Mustard Piece Theater throughout the day.
Fantastic. I love just how much you and everyone associated with the museum has really just kind of embraced all this and taken it to a whole nother level. For those who are unfamiliar with the museum, please tell them, give them a little basis of what they could experience by visiting and participating.
Well, the museum is actually two separate entities. There's the nonprofit museum, and I'm the director, curator, and founder of that. Then there's also the separate gift shop. But in the gift shop, you can buy hundreds of different mustards. You can taste dozens of them as well. But in the museum itself, we have the world's largest collection of mustards and mustard memorabilia. We have over 6,200 different mustards from all over the world on display, but we've got mustard art. We've got old mustard pots. We have an exhibit on mustard and medicine. We've got a game to play, mustard ring toss, that you can also play on Mustard Day. We've got Mustard Piece Theater that shows a film all about the history of mustard. So it's the total mustard experience. That's what it is. And this will be, I guess, our 30th annual National Mustard Day celebration. I don't know if we count last year. Last year would have been number 30, but because it was all virtual, you know, we're calling this one number 30. Even though it was virtual and people around the world were involved in it, but we didn't have the visitors here that we're going to have this year. So it's going to be great. Usingers will be here. They are the official sausage of Mustard Day with hot dogs and bratwurst from Usingers. So it's a big, fun event that raises money for the nonprofit National Mustard Museum.
So I know with that event coming up, Barry, I want to ask you a couple of things as sure. as we get into that. But with the event coming up, you just mentioned the virtual event last year. Are you keeping virtual elements this year so people around the world still can participate?
Yes, we've got two different things. First of all, we're going to be launching a YouTube video that has clips from people around the world, including a mustard maker from India. That's part of it. But also at 5 o'clock our time, we're going to do a live Zoom session for anyone to join in, wish us a happy Mustard Day, tell us about their Mustard Memories. It's kind of a wrap-up of Mustard Day. And everyone says, you're crazy. You're going to be exhausted. I said, yeah, that's true. I will be exhausted. But nothing better than just sharing Mustard Day and what happened here with friends all over the world. And we know that people really all over the world will be joining the Zoom. So, you know, please go on our website, mustardmuseum.org or mustardmuseum.com, both of them. And you can find the link to the Zoom call.
We're talking about
be part of it.
We're talking with Barry Levinson over at the National Mustard Museum right here in Dane County on the west side here in Middleton. Barry, when obviously you're passionate about mustard and I mean, I'm only assuming here, but how did you get into this? How did you get into this? How did this all start?
Well, it started back in 1986. At the time, I was an assistant attorney general for the state of Wisconsin. My job was to make sure the bad guys stayed behind bars. And I represented the state in felony appeals to the state court of appeals, state Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court. But back then, my beloved Red Sox were in the World Series because I'm originally from Massachusetts. And they came so close to winning it all in game six. And then they blew it. You know, they snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. They then lost game seven. October 28, 1986, or October 27, I guess, I was so depressed, I couldn't sleep, so I went to Woodman's on the east side of Madison, because that's where I was living at the time, and I just roamed up and down the aisles, tears running down my cheeks because I was so depressed. I decided I needed a hobby. When I stood in front of the mustards, I heard a voice that said, if you collect us, they will come. That did it. That did it. I began to collect jars of mustard. And 5 years later, I said, you know, this is nuts. I've got this nice little mustard collection. I had about 1,000 jars. And I quit my job at the at DOJ. And I opened what is now the National Mustard Museum. We opened it in Mount Horeb. We've been here in Middleton for, I guess, 11 years or so. And we get about 35,000 visitors a year. So it's become a popular place just for people looking for something to do, or mustard lovers, of course.
Now, you're open currently for visitors, right? So that's another great thing. What are the hours? When can people come by and experience it?
Yeah, the museum is actually open every day, 10 to 5. And on Mustard Day, we are also open 10 to 5. The official times of the museum of the event, I think, are more like 10 to 3. But you come anytime. Please come anytime. And you'll have a lot of fun here. You know, this is a museum that's got an attitude, I guess, and a sense of humor. But you'll also learn a lot about mustard, too.
What other things have you learned, Barry, through this experience of being involved in the museum and seeing it through this long? What kind of things have surprised you about learning more about mustard?
Well, I've gotten to know a lot of the mustard makers around the world. And I find that these are people who are very passionate about what they do. They love making mustard. We've got, for example, the French mustard company, European de Condiments, that is the maker of this year's and last year's grand champion at the World Mustard Competition. These are very humble people. These are people just love what they do. They're supporting us as well. And that even the large companies like French's, you know, everyone knows about French's. Well, French's is a major supporter of the Mustard Museum because they love our passion for mustard. And they love the interest that we have in it. And people who like mustard, you know, maybe they're a little bit nuts, you know, people who are really crazy about mustard like I am. But that's okay. Because I think what it shows you is that if you find something little and you magnify it, you can find all kinds of wonderful things. And people, what I've learned is that people who come to the Mustard Museum, these are people that have become lifelong friends. So many people that I've met that have come here, we communicate, we talk to each other during the week, and not just because they want to order mustards. They've just become friends. And I think That's the difference about mustard makers. Now, ketchup eaters, ugh, don't even get me started on that. You know, you probably know, by the way, that according to the National Condiment Research Council annual report, ketchup is now the leading cause of childhood stupidity in America. Did you know that?
I did not.
Now you know.
Thanks for sharing that, Barry. I'm sure there's a little condiment competition that happens as well. There's also competition within. Tell us a little bit more about the Worldwide Mustard Competition.
Yeah, we have been hosting the Worldwide Mustard Competition for about 25 years. And mustard makers from all over the world, we've had mustards from, obviously, from France, from Germany, from England, from India, from South America, from Australia, New Zealand, that are sent here to be judged in 17 different categories because mustard is very varied. So you've got categories like sweet hot, classic Dijon, deli mustards, exotic mustards, fruit mustards, pepper hot mustards. And so we've also got mustard-based barbecue sauces. In fact, one of the winners this year and in previous years of the mustard-based barbecue sauce is a product called Stormin' Sauce, and it's made by Stormin' Gorman Thomas. You may remember him from the Milwaukee Brewers, and Stormin' Gorman will be here on Mustard Day. So he'll be signing charts of mustard, signing baseballs. He's really a hoot. He's a fun guy. He was just here dropping off mustards. And he lives in Wisconsin now. He's originally from South Carolina, but he just loves it here in Wisconsin. So, you know, come here to meet Stormin' Gorman Thomas.
That sounds fantastic. So, again, National Mustard Day next Saturday, August 7th,
yes.
Right? Really right. Exciting time. Where do people go, Barry, to find out more?
Yeah, go to mustardmuseum.org or mustardmuseum.com. Or call the Mustard Museum at, the local number is 608-831-2222, and we can also give you more information about it. Also, on our website, you'll get a link to the Zoom call where everyone can join in and talk about their experience on Mustard Day.
Barry, your passion is appreciated. Love what you do. Love the opportunities and the uniqueness you help bring to Dane County. Thanks for making mustard such a big part of it. Have a great day, okay?
Okay. Hasta la mustard.
That's Barry Levinson over at the National Mustard Museum. Again, mustardmuseum.com for more. And National Mustard Day next Saturday. Check it out in Middleton. We'll be back on the other side of the break. There's no limit to the goals you'll attain. My mother's words remind